This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Sweden is the latest country to suspend use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, as reports surface that some people who've gotten it suffered dangerous blood clots. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this breaking news.
The move by the Swedish Public Health Authority, considered a precautionary measure, is pending an investigation by the European Medicines Agency. AstraZeneca and international regulators continue to say the vaccine is safe, however, and many countries elsewhere in the world are forging ahead with their vaccination campaigns. Germany, France, Italy and Spain were among countries that suspended use of the vaccine on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Three vaccines are approved for use in the U.S., Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. A former Marine once held in jail in Iran is fighting espionage allegations. The AP's Mike Hempen.
When Amir Hekmani was released from Iranian custody in 2016, he thought he was eligible for $20 million from a special U.S. government fund that compensates victims of international terrorism, but he never received the money. He was detained in Iran in 2011 on suspicion he was spying for the CIA. Court documents reviewed by the Associated Press reveal the FBI suspects Hamani traveled to Iran to sell classified secrets, not to visit his grandmother, as he says. Hekmani denies the allegations in a sworn statement. He has filed a lawsuit seeking the money. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The Biden administration plans to house up to 3,000 immigrant teenagers at a convention center in downtown Dallas as it struggles to find space for a surge of migrant families who have inundated the border. This is AP News. The Vatican is barring blessings for gay unions. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff on what the Vatican is saying and pushback from the LGBTQ community to the Vatican's position.
The Vatican has decreed that the Catholic Church won't bless same-sex unions, saying that God cannot bless sin. The Vatican's Orthodoxy Office, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, issued a formal response to a question about whether Catholic clergy can bless gay unions. The answer was contained in a two-page explanation published in seven languages and approved by Pope Francis. The Vatican holds that gays must be treated with dignity and respect, but that gay sex is intrinsically disordered. Catholic teaching holds that marriage between a man and a woman is part of God's plan and is intended for the sake of creating new life. I'm Walter Ratliff.
LGBTQ Catholics in the U.S. are responding, calling the Vatican's decision just tragic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.